This is Dan Jones, preacher for the Cowan Church of Christ. In Acts chapter 18, we find the Apostle Paul preaching the gospel in the city of Corinth. While there, the Lord appeared to him one night in a vision and said to him, "Be not afraid, but speak, and hold not thy peace. For I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee, for I have much people in this city." Acts 18, verses 9 and 10. Earlier, Paul had encountered some in that city who blasphemed when he preached the gospel message, and who appeared to be a threat to Paul's safety. But the Lord said, "Be not afraid, I am with thee." In Hebrews 13:6, we are given a similar assurance, so that we may boldly say, "The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." The psalmist wrote in Psalm 27, verse 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" The main thrust of these passages is that we should not and must not be afraid to do what is right. Even in the face of opposition, we are not to be afraid. We are not to be a coward. We are to have the courage to live for God. In the parable of the talents, Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30, Jesus tells of a man who, before traveling into a far country, entrusted his goods to his servants, giving to each according to his ability. The servant who received one talent hid that talent rather than using it as the master intended. When the master returned, his servants were required to give an account of what they had done. The one talent man said, "I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth." Because of this, the Lord called him a wicked, slothful, and unprofitable servant, and commanded that he be cast into outer darkness. Notice again, however, the servant's excuse. "I was afraid," he said. Here was a man who was afraid to use what he had been given. The lesson for us is that we should not be afraid to be useful in God's service. Many excuses are offered by people who fail to use their abilities in serving the Lord. For example, some fear what others might think. They see that many are lukewarm and mediocre at best in their religious service and practice, and they are afraid someone might think them to be fanatical if they really devote themselves. And rather than submit wholly to God, they yield to what they believe to be the pressure of society. Others hesitate to commit themselves in doing good for fear of simply getting involved. One thing made clear in Scripture is that we must use what we have been given to assist those who are genuinely in need. The Bible says, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ," Galatians 6:2. It also says, "As we have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them that are of the household of faith," Galatians 6:10. But often we are unwilling to get involved. We have all heard reports of people who were being physically attacked or even murdered, while others looked on or passed by, paying no attention to their pleas for help. People have suffered heart attacks or other medical emergencies on the street or in other public places, only to be totally ignored by those around them. These events remind us of the condemnation our Lord said would be heard by some at the judgment. "For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. I was sick and in prison, and ye visited me not." Then shall they also answer him, saying, "Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee?" And then he will answer them, saying, "Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me." Matthew 25, verses 42 through 45. Again, the lesson is, don't be afraid of getting involved in doing good. And let us not be weary in well-doing. Galatians 6:9. Jesus teaches that we must love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength. Mark 12 and verse 30. We must hold nothing back but give ourselves to the Lord, 2 Corinthians 8:5, presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice in God's service, Romans 12 and verse 1. We must aspire to develop the courage of overcoming any fear of using ourselves in service to the Lord and His cause.